This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, it's not an unreasonable complaint. There's plenty of evidence in the complaint to get you beyond the probable cause phase, which is where we are right now. And I think when you start looking at how the judge was treated after the events that led to the charge, so typically upstanding members of the community who have no criminal history and aren't accused of a violent act are allowed to self-surrender at the time of their arraignment. The fact that they did not offer that courtesy to her and instead
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we've got Hans on the phone this morning from the Heritage Foundation, of course, senior legal fellow. Hans, great to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That voice you listened to was Andy McCabe, famously of the former FBI assistant director who, of course, tried to prosecute Donald Trump in any way possible. He admitted that this judge in Wisconsin, that they had every right to go after her for what she did, that what she did was wrong. He just didn't agree with them arresting her and walking her out in handcuffs. What's your take on all this?
Well, I actually disagree with him. The reason being that she, not only did she openly defy federal agents, but she did everything in her power to help an illegal alien escape from those federal agents. It's one thing to just say, well, I'm not going to assist you. It's quite another to take an active role in trying to help someone escape justice. And you can look at the history of the Justice Department, and they don't allow people who take an active role in allowing a criminal to escape to just turn themselves in.
So I remember specifically watching the live coverage when CNN was invited to the early morning raid at Roger Stone's house, where they had his wife standing outside in a robe holding her dog while they searched the man's house at 6 a.m. And I'm having to listen to people like Andy McCabe tell me that this was a departure from policy because there was no threat to public safety and she was not afforded the chance to come in and offer her side of the story. Was Roger Stone offered that?
No, he wasn't. And another example of that is, remember Mark Houck? Mark Houck was the guy who was silently praying outside an abortion clinic in Philadelphia. No criminal history of any kind, no criminal threats ever of any kind. He had a lawyer. His lawyer called the Biden Justice Department and said, look, if you're going to indict my guy, he'll be happy to show up at the courthouse. And instead, they sent, what, more than a dozen armed FBI agents to do the same thing. Wake him up at the crack of dawn, scare his children. And I don't recall, do you recall Andy McCabe out protesting about that? Remember, this guy was later found innocent of the federal charges brought against him by, of all places, a Philadelphia jury.
Yeah.
Hey, Hans, where's the line? Because you've had not only these federal judges trying to interfere with these ICE efforts, but you've also had mayors. I mean, a bunch of different people are sitting here trying to say they're going to make it very difficult for the feds to come in and actually deport these illegals. Where is the line on what these officials can do versus when they could be cuffed and arrested?
Well, it goes back to what I said earlier, which is they don't have to provide assistance to the federal government, but they cannot engage in any kind of obstruction of federal officials. They can't hide, harbor an illegal alien. And anyone who thinks that, well, because I'm a local government official, I can't be criminally prosecuted, we settled the question of whether federal law prevails over state law back in 1864. maybe they've forgotten that, but look, and this isn't the first time they've happened. Everybody's pointing to Hannah Dugan in Wisconsin, but folks have forgotten during the first Trump administration, a state court judge in Massachusetts did exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. ICE agent showed up in her courtroom to pick up an illegal alien. She ordered them out of her courtroom and got her bailiff to escort the illegal alien out a back door of the courthouse so he could escape. She was criminally prosecuted by the feds, and this is a repeat of that incident.
Yeah, thank you for that little history lesson there. People tend to forget that, and I love your insight on it, Hans. Thank you for your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks, as always, to you.
Absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky there from Heritage talking about the situation with Judge Dugan. All right, quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.